extreme side of these attributes. Not that you cannot leave them. We can never leave them as a whole, become totally free of those. So we get in the middle of it. It's again a type of balance. فَقَدْ شَارَكَ بِهَا السَّبْعَ الشَّدَادِ. So that means the huge and heavy, strong skies, we become partnered with them. That means we get so much of power. That's the whole notion of this is this. So, just one more thing I read. So to see that, how are we supposed to think about this and know about this? Imam is asked about nafsul. He's asked about nafs, and Imam says, which nafs? So that then he explains that there are different types of nafs. Until he reaches, I don't want to read all of it. He reaches to nafsul kulliyatul ilahiyya. And then he explains Imam. Wal kulliyatul ilahiyya wa laha khamsu quwa. That nafsul kulliyatul ilahiyya. We have spoken a little bit, not with the same topic. Nafsul kulliyatul ilahiyya, when we were referring to Barzakh al-Kubra, if you remember, just refer to Barzakh al-Kubra, which is the collective mode. Before descendants, there is a collective mode. So, Imam says, وَالْكُلِّيَّةُ الْإِلَهِيَّ وَلَهَا خَمْسَ قُوَى. There's five faculties.